Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Terraists. Welcome to the Terra Show.
It's the Terra Show.
American Girl. Live and local on 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
All right, all right, all right. Don't vape, Lee. It'll kill you.
Well, I wasn't planning on it.
Okay, good. So, 6 deaths from vaping are, so far, our genius texter of the morning. And listen, if I get a more genius text after the first genius text, I mean, I am not opposed to awarding that twice. You know, I'm always looking for a more genius text.
Yes.
Than the one I have. But for now, we have scored our first genius text before 7:07 a.m., and that is an amazing thing.
Excellence is celebrated here.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellence is celebrated here. The texter put this, you know, all these people have been killed. We have just dozens and dozens and dozens we have documented by illegal immigrants who should not have been in the country, and nobody cares. But let 6 people die of vaping, and you would think the sky was falling. Now, I don't want to say I don't care about people who've died of vape. Don't misunderstand. Don't send me a hate text. It's not what I'm saying. But this is one of these great instances where media whips people into hysteria over 6 deaths. And it shows you how, you know, in what they choose to cover and what they choose not to, they have a tremendous amount of power to set the agenda. Remember the John Hopkins study we read the other day? Do you know 6 people... It's the exact same number. 6 people die, not so far, a day in America in bicycle accidents on our roads. And yet, what are good liberals everywhere doing from town to town to town? They're building bike lanes to get more people on the roads. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's all in how you spin a thing. But you know, there's something interesting about this vaping, Lee. Just hear me out, okay? Because it might sound a little left field, but there's a thread that is hardly getting any attention here with these deaths. Okay, 450 people. This is a USA Today. Just one of the outlets. And most outlets have reported this. They've just buried it so far down that you missed the key here. About 450 people, mostly young men, have been sickened, and at least 6 people have died due to long illnesses. Okay, well, what do they have in common? Before I tell you, let me ask you this. If an industry that produced a product that you would consume or eat, right, Lee? If that industry was found to produce products, 88% of which contained E. coli, do you think there'd be outrage?
Oh, yeah. They'd be shut down.
Yeah, they should be.
Ask Bluebell what happens with the Listeria issue.
Exactly. Okay. So if an industry produces a product, 88% of which has enough E. coli on it to make you sick, why has that industry not been regulated? Because there is an industry like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking it hasn't been regulated. But this is a special industry, a politically correct industry, and no one's touched it. And you know what that industry is? Marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the link between these young men that vaped and the severe pulmonary disease they got that killed them? According to USA Today, so it might be true. Because it's a left-wing site. Street purchased tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, oil. Not CBD, THC.
The real deal.
The real deal.
The stuff that gets you high.
Yeah. Now, what does a vapor do? Well, it's got liquid in it, right? It gives you nice, smooth smoke. People like that. What happens when you put E. coli in liquid?
It grows.
What happens when you put mold in liquid? Because 70% of street purchased THC oil and street purchased of street, THC, I'm sorry, 70% of THC, like marijuana that you would buy on the street, has mold. What happens when you put mold in oil or water or it would wet, you know?
Yeah, it tends to grow.
And then you suck that in your lungs? What do you think is going to happen?
Get moldy lungs.
Yeah. So there's this link there. Now, they're still looking into it. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. So I can't say. But there's an interesting thing here. If you have a product, again, 88% of the samples of which contain E. coli and 70% of the samples of which contain mold, You could not sell any other product matching that description in the United States of America today. There would be hysteria. It would be shut down, as you said, except marijuana. Why? Because the marijuana industry, as you've pointed out so many times, Lee, is so unregulated compared to every other product.
Well, because it's still federally illegal.
Yes.
It's only the states that are ignoring federal law in order to continue the industry.
So they're looking at different things. There's a lot of this THC oil has vitamin E acetate. Again, that's not CBD oil.
Right.
It's THC
different,
oil.
Different thing. Different thing.
And this is a hot thing, by the way. I heard about this from my nephew because this is going on in high schools now. You can, there's the regular old marijuana that, you know, half of us tried in high school. That's a fact from the CDC. Half of people will graduate high school having tried marijuana in the United States of America. But this THC oil, it concentrates the THC. Taking a puff, and if kids are listening, do not do that. It's a bad idea. It's drug. It's legal. But the THC oil, way more concentrated. See the problem here?
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're seeing on the television right now is this, you know, very zealous campaign against vapors and people who sell, vape equipment, stuff like that. But not so much concentration. There has definitely been reporting of it. I just got it out of USA Today. On the fact that, wow, all these deaths were also linked to THC use, street purchased THC use, oil, regular marijuana, doesn't matter. You can't get to E. coli off. Now, why is that? Well, okay, let's say cigarettes, right? You produce them in a factory. It's very sterile. There are all kinds of rules governing that. How is marijuana produced? A lot of it by hand, even the stuff in the dispensaries. By the way, that marijuana that had those levels, it also was sold in medical dispensaries. It's not just sold illegally on the street. It's both. Why? Because it's grown and processed by hand. There are almost no rules. Because it's hip. It's hot, right? It's awesome.
Of course, yeah.
We hate cigarettes, but we love some marijuana. So, I mean, I just think it's interesting that the entire vape industry is being tarred with this when there is this very clear link, as pointed out also today in the Wall Street Journal, but it's buried further down. So now I'm getting all these hysterical texts from people who, you know, somebody vapes and you don't care if they die. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, for once, for the love of God, can we talk about what's actually happening?
Yeah.
But marijuana's hot, it's hip, and no one wants to seem to be against that. So it's vaping is bad.
It's just interesting how this is being spun to tarnish an entire industry when there's a specific aspect of that. That is really, according to what you're telling us here, is what's really responsible for these injuries and sadly, these six deaths.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know that. I'm not a scientist. But when you have all six deaths associated with the use of an illegal street drug at the federal level that we know for a fact, and I pulled all these studies that is contaminated because of the studies that have recently been done. I mean, come on. This isn't hard. Researchers at the University of New Haven in Connecticut took a close look at some of the marijuana under their microscopes. They found something disturbing: mold, invisible to the naked eye, and also the E. coli. They also found mildew, insect parts, and salmonella.
Lovely.
Yeah, and that was the majority. And it's, again, not surprising given that in the marijuana industry, even the legal marijuana industry at the state level, this stuff is processed by hand a lot of times. These are local farmers. But you're not going to hear a lot of conversation about that because marijuana is hot. It's hip. Nobody wants to diss marijuana. And I don't want to either. I just want to deal in facts.
Yep.
Just deal in facts and let's look at what's going on here. I mean, if you're vaping today, you don't use illegal street drugs, you don't use THC, well, you're probably okay. If you still want to risk it, you know, you do what you want. Text you right. Someone needs to follow the money and find out if Big Tobacco is behind the anti-vaping stuff. Everybody is a conspiracy theorist on this test, I swear.
That's good.
I love you guys.
That's good.
Text you right. So it boils down to stop vaping your pot. Well, based on the evidence we have right now, we don't know. That's a really good idea for now.
Maybe you should just go old school. Break out the bong again.
I'm not going to touch that, Good. Lee. I'm just going to leave that as okay. It is.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Random fact number one, the horse head in The Godfather. Remember that? It wasn't a fake prop. It was an actual dead horse's head they got from a dog food plant in New Jersey. Oh, you couldn't do a thing like that today, could you? People would freak. Random fact number two, it takes approximately 540 peanuts to make just one 12-ounce jar of peanut butter. All right, Cleopatra, what do you associate her with? Pyramids? Yeah, well, which did Cleopatra live closer to, would you think? The first lunar landing or the Great Pyramid of Giza being built? Well, the answer is the first lunar landing. Cleopatra was born 2,500 years after the Great Pyramid of Giza was built, yet only 2,000 years before the first lunar landing was achieved. What a great leap forward in human scientific history. Random fact number three, since Easter is based on the vernal equinox, the earliest it can possibly be is March 22nd, but the last time Easter was March 22nd was 1818, and the next time will be 2285. Okay, and final random fact for today. You know, if you fold a piece of paper in half, it gets thicker, right? How many times would you have to fold a piece of paper in half to reach the moon? You're thinking, oh, it's got to be thousands, right? Well, they actually calculated this, and if you said thousands, you're wrong. If you said hundreds, you're wrong. Yep, the first time you fold it, it would increase it to 10 millimeters. It only takes 42 times to get to the moon. That's roughly 500,000 kilometers. That's how thick the paper would be if you could fold it 42 times.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. All right, this vaping thing has blown up the text line. Everybody's mad at me, but then nothing is new. I love about this job. Okay, if you're just tuning in, what do we do today? Okay, the whole thing was kicked off by our first genius text of the day. The texter pointed out, wow, this level of hysteria over 6 vaping-related deaths. Yet we've had infinitely more deaths from illegal immigrants who weren't supposed to be here and no one cares. Yeah, this is how the media manipulates you, not just in what they give attention to, but in what they do not. And I pointed this out. And this is what's not getting coverage here, or not a lot of coverage. There's been 450 potential cases of pulmonary illness in the U.S. and 6 deaths associated with the illness. I pointed out is that there was a product on the market right now that you could buy. And 88% of the samples of it contained enough E. coli to make you sick. Would you be outraged? Would you be outraged if your local store was selling such a product? What if 70% of the samples, according to the University of Connecticut, had mold? Would you be outraged if such a crappy product was sold somewhere? Well, with any other product, the answer is yes. As Lee said earlier, it'd be pulled right off the shelves, and rightfully so. Except for one product that doesn't seem to get the scrutiny other products do, and that is marijuana. All 6 deaths associated with vaping were also associated with THC oil use. THC oil. That's not CBD oil. That's THC oil use. That's a street drug. And that to samples, the contamination levels, E. coli, mold, oh, and salmonella too. On these samples, they found it on street marijuana and medical cannabis facility marijuana. Why? It's not regulated. Now, Liz, okay, now a lot of you are beating me up. Yeah, you're calling for regulation, Jerry. I thought you wanted to get the government out of everything. No, what I'm saying is if you choose to buy a product that is largely unregulated and contains E. coli at an 88% rate, you're on your own, bud. I mean, you should just know that. You should know what you're buying, an unregulated product. That's how it goes. And what's interesting about this, if you think about it, vaping, right? What is vape? What vaping? There's a lot of moisture. There's oil. What grows in that? Mold. Salmonella. E. coli. Now, is that what's causing this? I have no idea. But come on, all six of these deaths we're getting hysterical about? These people were vaping THC oil or marijuana. See the problem here? Texter writes, doctors on Fox News are reporting it's the preservatives in the oil of the nicotine. The oil vaporizes and turns back to oil in your lungs. Are they wrong? No, that's the other thing they're focusing on. They are focusing on the vitamin E acetate, and that's in there, but they don't know if that is what's causing it. But again, all six deaths were linked by THC / marijuana use. So I just think it's interesting they're focusing so much on like the vitamin E and oh, no, no, we don't know, and maybe it's the oil. Well, yeah, maybe it's the marijuana. Why don't you list that too? But yet that's somehow strangely missing. Now, I gotta give credit to the Wall Street Journal and the USA Today for pointing that out. I don't know what they'll end up saying it is. I'm not predicting. I'm not a scientist. I'm just saying, all six used in a legal form of THC? I just think it's interesting that there's almost no focus on that. So now we're banning different flavors of vape juice. Well, okay. But again, all six deaths related to THC oil. I mean, THC oil is what's hot right now. It's hip. It's in high schools. Kids are doing it. It is a concentrated form of marijuana. It's not CBD. It's THC. It's the stuff that makes you high. They can get it in the oil. It concentrates it. But you get one heck of a high. So, and you can see why this might be. I mean, if everybody's smoking E. coli and salmonella in their marijuana, but they're lighting it up and they're burning it, it'd kill it. You take it into a vape, oil, totally unregulated, God knows what's growing in there. And look, if you want to do it, I mean, you should just know that, and they ought to tell you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Forensic journalism, for those new to the show, is where we return to the scene of the journalistic crime and attempt to reconstruct events as they actually occurred. I got a really disturbing call and from a very sweet lady. She was black. I challenged her to listen to the show for a few weeks. I hope she's listening. She said something. I didn't correct her because I was afraid she wouldn't listen to the show. She was black, and she was talking about this rise of right-wing attacks on black people, like terrorist attack. And I almost challenged her to name even one attack by a right-wing person on a black person. Terror attack, violence. Give me one. Just one. But I didn't want to be rude. I wanted her to listen to the show. The answer is there isn't any. There haven't been any. But if you listen to CNN, you can't be blamed for your ignorance. You can't be blamed for thinking that. People think CNN is real news. They said something absolutely terrifying yesterday. We're going to tear it to shreds. It is an absolute lie and a complete falsehood. Here's what they said.
Here's a startling statistic. Since 9/11, right-wing terrorists have killed more people in the United States than jihadist terrorists. That's according to New America. There are some folks for who they're, for their own political purposes, would like to keep the focus on only one form of political violence over another. But that would be unwise.
They went on to report that jihadis have murdered 104 people since 9/11, while right-wing terrorists have murdered 109 people. A couple things they didn't tell you, and that's where the forensic journalist in me comes in. They quoted a think tank called New America. Who runs that? CNN's vice president for global studies, Peter Bergen, who also happens to work at CNN as their national security analyst. Wait. So CNN creates its own stats on right-wing terror and then quotes them without telling you that they created their own stats. Yeah. They don't disclose that it's one of their employees that came up with these stats. Would that make you doubt a little bit what they were saying? That's why they didn't disclose it. It goes downhill from there. Now, listen to what they don't tell you in the CNN report. The way you get to this idea that right-wingers have killed more people than jihadis in America since 9/11, you got to exclude a few things, like the 9/11 attack itself. And you also have to exclude, because I read the whole report word for word, the deadliest attacks on American soil. So if you exclude the 9/11 attack and the deadliest attacks, terror attacks on American soil, you can somehow get to a number where right-wingers are killing more left-wingers. Well, what deadliest attacks did they exclude? The Pulse nightclub shooting by the gay-hating jihadi. Folks, this is what passes for news. This is crap. This is like E. coli-laden street marijuana sold as salad. This is crap. It's an absolute joke. And it is to tear the country apart with lies. Well, let's break this down a little bit. Let's take their report and tear it apart. What definition do they use to define these shooters as right wing? Anybody who's racist. So if you're a racist, you are automatically labeled for the purpose of this report, CNN quoted, as a right winger. One problem. Racist after racist after racist after racist who's been doing these shootings, they're all left wingers. I've documented this here exhaustively. I am exhausted at documenting this. I can't find a single racist right winger who has perpetrated a terror attack on America. The only one I can find is Caesar Sayoc, who was a Trump supporter. Not necessarily racist, but a Trump supporter. He, you know, sent those bombs that were incapable of detonating to the members of Democrat members of Congress. So maybe if he stretched it, but he didn't kill anybody. Well, so how do they get to this number? Well, I'm reading from the report. They list Patrick Crucis as a right winger. He's the El Paso shooter. If you listen to the show for any amount of time, you know he is no right winger. Not even close. He's an eco-terrorist and a fascist. He didn't like Hispanics. He's certainly a racist, but he didn't like Hispanics because of their higher level of reproduction, and he thought it would hurt the earth. He wanted to kill them because of that, and he felt they would pollute America. He wanted to ban plastic straws, and he listed as his idol the New Zealand Christchurch shooter. What was his ideology? He was an avowed communist. He said his ideology most closely resembled that of the Chinese Communist Party. Are they right wing? No. Now, who has admitted along with me that Patrick Crucis is a left winger? Washington Post. Remember when I did the article? Fact check them. They came behind and said, oh, wait, you know, he might have been an echo terror. Yeah, he was a left winger. Just like his idol, the Christchurch shooter in New Zealand, who was a communist. Folks, I'm telling you, there is a rash of white, left-wing, neo-Nazi socialists who are picking up guns and killing people. They also happen to be racist. You know what I think part of what's going on here? I think the left knows this. I don't think they're in a bit of a panic because eventually people are going to start to put this together. Neo-Nazi, left-wing, right males are killing people, and they are anti-Semitic. Much like, say, the political editor at the New York Times, who wished people a happy Jew year in a tweet, and laughed about how his goal for the year was to be less anti-Semitic. White people like that. There is a strain of anti-Semitism that is out of control on the left, and their followers are picking up guns and they're killing people. Who else do they list as a right-wing shooter? Well, we're not going to name him because I never do. The guy who shot the black church up in Charleston. Well, what about him? He's a right-winger. No. In his manifesto, Dylann Roof repeatedly used two numbers. In fact, he put pictures of himself emblazoned with these numbers throughout his manifesto, in which he praised Hitler, a socialist. What were the two numbers? I'll let you listen.
Dylann Roof poses on a beach in a photo posted on his hate-filled manifesto.
What does the 88 mean?
In the sick world of white supremacists, the number 8 has come to represent the 8th letter of the alphabet, H. So 88 means HH, and it refers to Heil Hitler, Nazi Germany's salute to the madman Adolf Hitler. The number 88 was also emblazoned across a t-shirt worn by Dylann Roof. In the beach photo, the number 14 can also be seen drawn in the sand. It's a reference to the 14 words, a hateful quote from the founder of the American Nazi Party. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children.
And of course, we abhor that quote. It's terrible. But I want you to understand, he considers himself to be a member of the Nazi Party. They're socialist. In fact, they go by the alternate name, the World Union of National Socialists. Now, if you notice anything in the news lately, you could be pretty sure that conservatives, Republicans, right-wingers, you could take away this. We are absolutely, avowedly opposed to socialism. That couldn't be clear. Yet these shooters are all socialists. The organizers of Charlottesville, socialists, one of whom voted for Barack Obama and became a racist officially in January of 2017, when Trump took office. So they also say the Poway shooter was a right winger. Wrong. No, wrong. He too was an avowed socialist, a follower of the Nazi Party, an anti-Semite who was enraged at Trump because Trump was not an anti-Semite. That sound like a right-winger to you? Well, they're all counted as right-wingers here. They're all counted as right-wingers. What's interesting is the Poway shooter and the Tree of Life shooter, the two synagogue shootings, both of them followed who? The ideology of neo-Nazism, socialism, and the Nazi Party. Folks, it's resurgent on the left, and they are going nuts. Yet CNN is reporting, and we are tearing apart, their report claiming right-wing shootings outnumber jihad or right-wing terrorist attacks, outnumber jihadi terrorist attacks since 9/11. I can't think of a single right-wing terror attack that has taken a life. Not one. If you've listened for any amount of time, and I could spend the rest of the show on this. We have torn apart the ideology of every single one of these people. And they're very dangerous. But they are not right-wingers. People who support socialism are not right-wingers. And so what the left is doing here is equating anti-Semitism, you know, like the kind openly practiced by the political editor of the New York Times, you know, the guy who keeps printing articles that say Trump is racist and anti-Semitic, that guy. Like, they have an ideology like that. They're not right-wing. Again, I'm watching this, and I'm almost wondering if the left is trying to get ahead of this, because they can't seem to stop their left-wing anti-Semitic socialist loons and eco-terrorist loons from killing people. And they want to tar us. It's not us. I don't know. Am I missing anybody? I can't think of a single right-wing terrorist. I can't think of one who's taken a life. Not one. But that is what passes for news. So if your liberal friends and family members are suddenly talking about right-wing terror, that's where it's coming from.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
No city, no surprise. 95% of Americans don't agree on anything, but they agree on this. They're troubled by the current state of the media, you think? It's pretty much everything the show's on all day, every day, every morning. The causes include reports on fake news and gossip and lying spokespeople, 67% of us think the problem will only get worse during the 2020 presidential election. Well, the latest example of media manipulations, this vaping story. We've been talking about this all morning. Got to jump on the line with Chad in Greer. Your son is in ICU because of vaping, Chad.
Yes, he is. He's at Hillcrest ICU right now.
Wow. Is he going to be okay?
The doctors are giving him antibiotics. He's still on oxygen, and it's a wait and see.
How old is your son?
He's 20.
He's 20. What was he vaping?
The Juul little cartridges. He gets them at the local gas station.
And that's it?
That's it. Yeah, there was no THC in it. It was just what he would buy over the counter. He's been vaping for about a year, but it's taken him from a headache Saturday to the ICU yesterday.
Wow. Wow. Well, listen, Chad, so absolutely prayers for your son. We hope that he gets better.
Thank you. Just warn your listeners that for a year, no problem. And then within a few days, he's gone from happy and healthy to laying in a hospital bed with oxygen. Mm.
Yeah, and I hate that. And again, we're going to learn more. I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of what is causing this. Chad is Chad, again, hate that for your family. Everybody say a prayer for his son. But what we were talking about earlier is the part of this is not really been reported so far, and that's that the six deaths that they've been reporting on were all associated with vaping. Yes, but they all had vaped THC oil. Oh, that's street level THC oil. Can't legally sell that. And we talked about the problems with street level marijuana, the pretty much massive level of contamination, E. coli, salmonella, and mold. And the only reason I point that out, I'm not defending vaping. People are misunderstanding. I'm not doing that. I'm simply saying when you use a product that is not highly regulated, you have to expect a level of cleanliness that's much lower than you might, you know, think should be in your grocery store.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.